Island Tipico Restaurant. For carryout orders, please press 1. For reservations, press 2. Or hold on the line for assistance. Thank you for calling El Tipico.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling El Tipico. How may I help you?
Hey, is Dina there?
May I ask who's calling?
Sure, it's Ja over here from the Bank of Cardiff.
1 second.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. We'll be right with you.
Hello, this is Dina.
Hey, Dina. This is Ja from the underwriting department at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Good. Your file was sent over.
I apologize. Just one moment,
no worries.
Please.
Okay.
I apologize. It's lunchtime here. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, no worries. Just wanted to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page. Is this, you have like maybe 5 minutes to chat?
Yeah, let me take the phone call in another room. Just
okay,
one
sure.
I'm going to put you up.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information I have on the business, and then
okay.
Go from there, okay?
Sure.
So I have you as the 100% owner, is that correct?
I am.
Okay. And it looks like you've been in business since 1984?
That's when, no. We've been in business since 1968.
Okay.
Are you looking at the LLC, maybe?
Yeah, the LLC.
It's
so, you
want to? No.
Okay. You want to give me kind of like a? I know this is a family business. Julian filled me in a little bit. Can you just tell me like a brief history of the ownership?
Yeah, it's always been my mother and father.
Okay.
And then, I think we might have put it under my brother's name for a few years, and now it's
mm-hmm.
under my name.
Okay.
And it's
and
been that way for. I started the LLC. It wasn't 84, though. It was after that.
Okay.
I want to say it was like 2000 or 2000 and something.
Okay. But your mom and your dad started it in 1968. Okay.
Yeah, 68.
And then it became a LLC sometime in the 2000s.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
But it's always been... You know, just the four of us.
Nice. That's good. And the DBA and the company name has always stayed the same?
Correct. El Tipico Restaurant. The only thing that changed is we added the LLC.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And it looks like you're requesting for about $55,000?
Correct.
Okay. And about $24,000 is going towards paying off some taxes?
Correct.
Okay. The current tax liens that you have right now, do you have any payment plan in place?
No, there is no lien right now. That's what I was trying to explain. The $24,000 will be going to the taxes, and what I'm trying to do is get the loan before I have to go on any type of lien or payment system.
Oh, okay. Because I'm looking at the maybe you're not aware of or something, but I'm looking at your credit report here.
There's the city. Do you see a city one? And that's a payment.
I see it says that you have actually a lot of tax lien with Lucas County.
That's a city, correct. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a tax for the IRS.
Okay. And what about the city tax? Do you have
that
any payment plan?
That we do have a payment plan.
You do? Okay. What is the payment plan like?
Oh, it's like $125 every month.
$125. $125?
Yep.
A month. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can pull that up. Well, let me see if I got the old paperwork on it here. Oh, no. Excuse me. It's not $125. It's $100. Yep, and that started back in July of 15.
$100 a day? Or a month?
A month, yep.
Okay.
So $100's been going to them since July 15th, or 2015, excuse me.
15, okay. Mhm. Okay. Well, it's going to take you some a long time to pay it off then.
Well, we'll be doing more. In fact, that's part of the rest of the money would probably go to finish this up.
Okay.
So we can get
and so the 100 is basically the minimum that they're
correct.
Requesting.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Okay. And is that coming out of the bank account that we have on file? The $100? Okay.
No, we have another bank account. So we transfer money into our tax account, and then that's where that money's coming from.
Okay.
So
the
account that you have is our major account.
Okay.
And then that's where everything is deposited. And then from there, we transfer money from there into our tax account, and we write checks from the tax account.
Okay. And is the tax account also for the company to the El Tipico restaurant?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Can you actually send me the last 6 months of that bank account, too?
Well, all you're going to see is the same transfers that are on the major one. Like, so the one that you have, you'll see where it shows transfers into that account. But yeah, you know, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah,
so
just
it's not going to be a big amount. It's just going to be small amounts going in there.
That's okay. I just don't want to hold up anything on the submission part of it because they're going to see that, like the credit department, they're going to see the transfer anyway, so that we're going to need that the bank account anyway. So if you have that right now, I could just take care of that, you know, that part of it, so we can just submit everything as a complete file.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have them. I'm going to have to go in there and do it. Do I send this to a different email?
You can just send it to Julian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the remaining, so 24 is going towards IRS, and then the remaining 26, what's your plan for that?
To, again, eliminate any taxes that we owe of any kind, because I just want that done.
Okay.
And then the rest of it would be going to build up our catering business, because that's our main source of income.
Okay.
Or that's the income that we want to, you know, increase to pay off your loan.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so basically, are you going to be doing, like, marketing, that sort of thing with the money?
Marketing, but yes, we're purchasing catering equipment.
Okay. Purchasing equipment.
Yep, and marketing for that part of it.
Okay.
We have a van, so we need to get that set up so that we can deliver properly.
I see, okay. So just adding on miscellaneous equipment here and there for the van. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, give me just a second, putting some notes in here. Okay. Okay, so it looks like last year you did a gross sales of $320,000.
Let's see what you. Yes.
Do you remember what you did in 2014?
No, but you know what? Let me rephrase that.
Sure.
I need, while you're on the phone, I can call my bookkeeper right now. What I sent Julian was the 2014 taxes because they were going to finish up the 2015 for me.
Okay.
So I want to know if that 320 quote, when they gave me that, the bookkeeper, was that for 2015 or was that for
2014?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm calling them on my cell phone, which, by the way, I dropped my cell phone in the fryer, so if you hear me talking,
oh my gosh,
I cannot hear.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can't take phone calls on this very well.
Well, at least you can make calls out.
Hey there, this is Dina from El Tipico. Is Christy available? I'm sorry? No, I didn't hear you. Well, you know I'm on that phone. Oh, make fun of my phone. Yeah, yep. Hey, so here's my question, because I'm on with the loan people. I told them that our gross was about $320,000. Was that from 2014 or 2015? Am I quoting? Okay. And also, did he finish the 2015 yet? Yeah. That would be great. Thank you. No, I do. I just want to make sure I'm being accurate in what I'm saying.
Of course. Because we're going to go off of what you're telling us for the loan.
About the same. All right. So about 320 in 2014 and 321 in 2015.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, Christy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay. So very close.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how's this year going for you? You guys doing pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah. Things are looking up. I just want to be able to have some breathing room. So, and I don't want increasing or curing with interest rates.
Right. Okay. And then are you currently shopping anywhere else for loans?
No, somebody called me today trying to get me to do that. So the answer is no right now.
Okay, that's good. I do see that I'm just looking at your credit report here. It looks like you did a loan back in 2013 with New Logic or Can Capital.
Can, correct, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How did that one go?
It's totally paid off. Okay. We did that one through our credit card machines.
Oh,
did,
like a
I think we
cash.
Did two of them.
Oh, okay. So you did like a renewal with them?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Okay. Did you like working with them?
They were, you signed the papers and never heard from them again.
Okay. Did you like the pulling the money out of the credit card? Did you like that type of loan?
Yeah, I was all right. Yeah, I was fine with that.
Okay. Because we do have that here, too. First, I'm going to try to get you the traditional working capital first. And then we can also look at the merchant cash advance, which is basically pulling out money from your credit card. If that's something you're interested in, I can submit it for both, and then we can see what numbers we can come back with.
I think so. Yeah,
okay.
Both ways.
Okay.
I kind of like the credit card thing because then I know that it's being paid off on a daily basis. It's going towards something. Then I don't have to worry either if I have a slow week or a busy week.
Right. You just pay a percentage of yourself.
Yeah.
So you have a good day, you pay more. Bad day,
exactly.
You pay less. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that always gives me the option, too, that if I wanted to pay more, I could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To lower it faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then with that, if you were interested in the merchant processing program, I would need the merchant statement. It doesn't look like I have that on file. Did you send that, the merchant processing, like when you, with the processor that you use for your credit cards?
You mean you want our merchant number?
The merchant statements.
I did. It says WorldPay. Right? Yeah, those are the WorldPay. I sent 4 months of it, 4 or 5 months of it.
You sent it over. Okay, let me double check. I'm gonna have to. Yeah, let me. I'm gonna have to double check with Julian on that then, because I don't see it in here. But I'll double check with him, and if he has it, I'll just have him update
it. I have you on the phone. Let me just look at my sent file.
Okay.
Make sure I got sent properly.
Okay, and I'll send him a quick message here.
Yeah, November 1st.
You did. Okay.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'll tell him just put it in there.
It'll just say WorldPay. Now, in regards to that, though, if we end up doing that, I am literally, before this happened, in the process of switching merchants. We're switching to a company called Revo.
Okay.
R-E-V-O.
Uh-huh.
Can I go ahead and go through with that? With them, and then give you all their new information if we ended up doing it through a merchant?
Yeah, so what we can do is I'll base the loan on your merchant statements that
okay.
you have right now with WorldPay, and
okay.
then you can continue doing the processing, changing and all that, and then once the money, you know, once we say yes and everything,
uh-huh.
we'll base it off of the Revo.
Okay, I'll try to get that done by tomorrow.
Okay, as long
they're
as
just waiting
just
for me to send some paperwork.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, I just all I need is just the merchant statement, which I'm checking with Julian right now. He's checking his email to see if he has it. Okay. And then let's see here. And then it looks like two. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Looks like back in June, did you do a little shopping around for loans?
Yes.
Okay. I see an inquiry from Pearl. With them, did you get an offer, or did you get an offer from them, or did you just apply?
What company is that?
Pearl. P-E-A-R-L.
I'm not familiar with that. That doesn't even ring
okay.
a bell. I know, I remember one time there was one that I was going to try, and then I changed my mind. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Was it too expensive?
But I don't know. Yeah, it just wasn't worth the interest rate at that time.
I see, okay. How long was the loan, the offer for?
I apologize, I do not know. I do
no,
not remember.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering. Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, perfect. So I just talked to Julian. He did get your email with the merchant statement, but he's not able to open it because you didn't actually download the file to send it to him. You just dragged like the HTML link basically to the email, so he wasn't able to open it. So if you could download it onto your desktop and then redrag it onto the email, that way we can look at those merchant statements.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh, my bookkeeper did that. I thought she was really clever when she did that.
Oh, she's the one that did it?
Yeah.
Well, she could have took.
So all it did was just make a photocopy of it or something?
I think what she did was she went to the link where your merchant processing online banking is, and then she just dragged, like, let's just say, for example, the download link onto the desktop instead of actually downloading the link first and then attaching it to the email.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You said you need 6 of the tax account?
Yes, 6.
Okay. All right. So if I go back to you... So then I have to download, so I should attach those all separately?
Oh, no, the tax account, so you can attach it all at the same time. For the merchant account is the one that we had issues with.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to do for you right now again. So, okay, well, somehow, so you can't just, you got to do them all separately.
Oh, is it too big?
How it goes? I don't know. She was just trying to do it where you could just click it and you would get them all. I'll just do them all separately.
Okay.
To make sure you've got them.
Sounds
good. All right.
So,
okay.
Anything else? Yeah, just a few points to touch on. Let's see here. So looking at the bank statement, looking at the file in general, I do see a few glaring issues that I'm going to try to tackle and work around. The first one is the low average daily balance that you have on your bank statement. This loan is a sales-based loan, so it's based on yourself. So having low average balance is going to impact how much we're able to offer you.
We pay a lot in cash. Is that why?
Oh, like your customers?
Like our vendors.
Oh, your vendors pay you in cash?
No. We pay a lot of our bills in cash.
Oh, I see. So you draw a lot out, and like the ATM or something.
No. You know, you have cash coming on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that goes into the bank account is primarily the credit cards.
Okay.
And so our daily cash that we use that when vendors come, you know, with our supplies,
mm-hmm.
and we pay them on the spot.
I see. Okay. Okay.
So that's why you don't see as much money there as you do, you know, it says that we made $320,000 gross. Well, you're not going to see that in the bank account. You're going to mainly see... You'll see some cash deposits, but it's primarily going to be the credit cards.
Okay, so yeah, then we definitely need those merchant statements because that will definitely help your file. Because it sounds like your merchant statement is going to be strong and we'll probably have to base it off of that.
Okay.
Okay. And then the second thing is your credit. Your credit score is 491. So...
Okay.
A lot lower than the national average of the 680. And the biggest thing that's really holding you back is those tax liens that you have with the city.
Okay.
Other than that, you only have like one past due with First Federal Credit. Everything else looks like it's current. So the biggest thing that's really holding you back is a tax lien. So
right,
it's a good thing that you have the payment plan in place. I'm going to try to work around the low credit score and the average balance daily ledger. But
that's
those are
where
the two
I'm at, where
I would
like,
see.
You know, as the expression between a hard rock and a hard place, it's like,
yeah.
If I can just get a loan to pay off these taxes, then I can, you know, it's like consolidating. And then I can start over, and my credit score can finally go back up again, as you said.
Right.
You said you saw something from First Federal Credit? I wonder what that is. I'll have to check.
Let's see. Let me scroll back up to that.
Though I did have cancer, and I had... It's been a horrible... So I was going through cancer. My husband decided to have an affair, leave me.
Oh, jeez.
He stopped paying our medical insurance, just left me with everything. And
wow.
So I've been trying to dig myself out of the hole. But that was 4 years ago. So I'm getting there.
Oh, my gosh. So sad to hear that.
I'm much better than I was back then.
That's good. Okay, so it looks like it was medical.
Yep.
Actually. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's only a $450 amount that you have outstanding. Yeah, $450. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And that was actually looks like taken out in February. And then since then, it hasn't been paid once.
February 16th is when they turned it over.
Yeah.
I take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I need to find out what that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great if I could take care of that. If we could get a loan from here, take care of the taxes, and then I can get back on track.
Yep.
That would be nice.
Yeah, and then also looks like one other one here. Let's see here. Oh, no, that one's okay. But yeah, just a few things on the credit report. Biggest thing is just the tax lien. But the good thing is that the loan is primarily based on sales. Your credit score is going to affect it, like the total cost, things like that. But since the loan's going to be primarily based on sales, your merchant statement's going to really help your file. It's going to save it. Okay, so we definitely need that. If you can send that to Julian, so that way we can move the file along.
Yep, that's what I'm doing as I'm talking or listening to you. I'm trying to do that. What was the month before September? Can't think.
August.
August.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's August. All right. I sent the tax one already.
Okay.
And now I'm doing this one. So.
Okay. And then also, did Julian go over how our program is structured usually?
No.
Okay. So how it works is basically, after we give you an offer and you say yes to everything, we deposit the money directly into your checking account for your business. And then from there, if you qualify for the merchant cash advance, we'll just hold back a certain percentage of your sale on a daily basis. If not, if it's just a regular working capital loan, it will be drawing out on a daily or a weekly basis, depending on which one you qualify for. And then for first-time borrowers, the loan is going to generally range from 3 months to 2 years on the higher side.
Okay.
For you, based on what I see on the file with the credit and the bank statement, I'm just guessing here that your loan will probably be hovering around the 12-month mark. Is that something that you're still interested in?
Well, it just depends on what that payment's going to be, right? So I can make
I'm
banking it. Yeah.
Yeah, just want to make sure, because a lot of people, when I tell them that's 12 months, some people either just don't want me to move forward with the file and just, you know, put it on hold or move forward. So I just want to make sure that the shorter term is okay with you.
Hang on one moment, please. I'm being asked a question, and then I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. So, like, if without even adding the interest on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I put $55,000 and divide that by 12, we're talking like $4,500 payments.
Mm-hmm.
No, right?
Let me look at my.
And that's without even putting the interest on there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 12 months.
Yeah. Let me see here. So yeah, it'll be $45,883 without any interest, and then if you divide it by, the good thing is it's going to be on a daily or a weekly basis, so instead of having a big chunk of change come out on the 1st or the 30th, it's going to be kind of like small little crumbs that you pay us.
Like, how do you mean? You mean if it's through the, you think it's, you say if it's through the credit cards?
Mm-hmm, yeah, then it'll just be, you know, every single day you just kind of give us a little bit breadcrumbs, you know, paying us off instead of having a big chunk of payment at the end of the month.
And then,
you know what I'm saying? So you won't see as much, it won't affect your daily cash flow as much, because usually we only want to give loans to customers that's about 10 to 15% of your daily cash flow. Anything higher than that, it's going to put you over the, you know, over the top, and it won't be good for you or us. So we won't give you anything that's not going to make sense for the business.
So you're saying, will it be a combination of both, taking it from the credit card deposits and a monthly payment?
No, no, no. I'm saying if we do, even though the loan is about 44, let's just say $4,400 without any interest, it's a lot of money, right, per month for you.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having a monthly payment, which is just a one-time payment of $4,400, which is a lot of money at one time, we just we'll structure the loan either by pulling a certain percentage of your daily sales from your credit cards, or it's just a daily payment from your bank account. So depending on which program you apply for, get approved for, it's just going to be small, little payments here, every single day, instead of a big thing at the end of the month that you have to, budget for.
I see. So instead of it being, I'll just take it up to $5,000. So the payment's $5,000 a month. You divide that by 30 days. Well, it wouldn't be 30 because we're not.
It'll be 21 days. Yeah, it'll be 21 days. Yeah.
So if you got $5,000, you divide that by 21 days. That's a payment of $238 every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, something for me to think about. But I'll wait till you get me numbers, and then I'll figure it out. Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, it works really good with restaurants and other retailers, mm-hmm. because especially if it's going to go through your merchant, your credit cards, because mm-hmm. you're not going to see too much of a payment out of your bank account, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It won't affect your cash flow where you have to pay your payroll and things like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So once you send that merchant statement over to Julian, let me see. He just said... you just said that you sent the merchant statement again as the other format, the HTM format. He's not able to open them. Do you think
so
you can?
Let me open this myself. Maybe something's wrong.
Okay. Maybe you can print it out and fax it over, or take pictures of it and scan it.
All right, let me grab your fax number. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right, what's the fax number?
It's 1-888-234-0177.
Hey, did the bank one come out okay? The tax bank one?
Let me ask him real quick. He said yes.
Okay,
that one was okay.
If I'm looking at my WorldPay here, do you want all of these pages, or do you just need the front page?
How many pages are there?
Well, they vary. I mean, sometimes I'll have two or three. Some of them might have like six or eight.
I see.
The front page is what's got all your information, I would think,
right,
that you want.
This
one's probably got like 10 of them or more.
I'll just take them all pages for the last 4 months, just in case I need it. Just in case the credit comes back to me and asks you for it, then I would have to ask you, and you would have to pull it again.
So you need September, August, July,
June.
And June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I got a paper copy here.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna have somebody do that. I don't understand what happened here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was just like a weird format that like. We can't open it unless it's like a... It's basically saying it's a web page and not a file.
Okay. All right. That's it. WorldPay people.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll have... we'll fax you this then, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Bye.